This is Dolores, and I'm at Southwark Cathedral in the little green just behind the cathedral, and I'm with Imogen.
Hi there, Dolores. Thanks for coming down to our literary wonderland today.
And this is part of the RNIB?
Yes, it is. We've got a campaign called Read for RNIB Day, and what it is, only 7% of books are accessible to blind and partially sighted people. And we want to make people aware of that and share our love of reading and show what a difference it can make to people's lives.
Only 7%? Why so low?
The reason it's so low is because of the cost of production, of being able to put them into Braille and into large print. And also many of the audiobooks that you hear are often bridged, which means that people don't get to hear the full book and have that choice. So we really want to change that and make people aware of it.
So this is a campaign, is it?
It is a campaign. It's also what we want people to do is to raise funds for us through reading and doing something, from a literary lunch with their friends to reading somewhere out of the ordinary. We've got a few people reading on top of a church, which they're abseiling down, and all types of things going on. Thousands of people are doing things across the country, and this is what we're doing today in London.
So how long is it lasting for?
It's called Read for RNIB Day, so it's the 19th of October, but we're here for 3 days to celebrate it with our pop-up literary wonderland.
Okay, so it's rather lovely. We're in a little pop-up wonderland. Can you tell me exactly what's going on and what you've got?
Of course. When you first get here, you come through what we like to call the rabbit hole and fall through it into our world of Alice. We've actually got the Mad Hatter, who's standing here next to me, dressed up, talking to the children. And the first thing you see when you come through the door is a forest of mushrooms. And they're literally three mushrooms which you can put your head inside and listen to quotes from Michael Sheen, famous Hollywood actor, and guess which quotes he's talking about, from the BFG to Harry Potter. And then,
So he's involved in this as well?
Yeah, he's been brilliant at supporting the campaign, and he recorded all the quotes for us out in LA.
Let's just stick my head here a minute.
So it might need a
head. You'll taste good on a slice of bread. Good? Don't call me good. I'm the scariest creature in this wood. Just walk behind me and soon you'll see. Everyone is afraid of me.
That's wonderful. So you just stick your heads underneath these little mushrooms, actually?
Yeah, they're all going off now. They've been very popular with the children today and bringing those stories to life, which is what it's all about. And then we take people around to... We know that smell is really connected to memory. So we're bringing people around to think about their memories of childhood and what reading means. We've got things from fresh buttered bread to horseradish tears, which is in Alice in Wonderland, to a rose garden. And we really want people to think about their experiences and what reading means and pass that love on to other people, really.
Okay. So have you had quite a few blind or visually impaired users today?
Yeah, we've had quite a lot of blind and partially sighted children that have come in with their schools, which has been great because a lot of their classes are all sighted, so it's giving them a better understanding of what those children can see and what they can't and how they read in a different way.
So what else have you got on today? Take me round and let me see. Because I can hear reading.
Oh, we've even got the rabbit listening to it, and a huge class of children here. They're listening to Catherine Cave read, and she's reading them something else. We've got authors for the next 3 days coming here, from CBBS authors to DJs from Heart FM, coming along to read and also to do workshops with children about creative writing. And obviously, anyone can do that. You don't need to be sighted to write. That's what they're trying to spread.
So besides from trying to raise money, what else can people do?
The other ways people can get involved is obviously going to get their eyes checked every 2 years. We know that we could prevent 50% of eyesight loss if people went and got their eyes tested.
What sort of why? I mean, sorry, I know that sounds good because I don't know, so you're teaching me. Why would they lose their eyesight if they don't go?
Because eyesight is a big key to anything that's wrong. If you're starting to get the development of glaucoma or cataracts, if they can be seen at the beginning, they can get the right treatment and stop them. But if they've gone on and they've been prolonged for too long, that's when it gets harder to be able to slow it down or to stop the process altogether.
What age group would that be?
It mainly does it. We know that a lot of people go blind are the over 65s, but it's across all age groups. Everyone should be getting their eyes tested every 2 years.
Oh, okay.
I learnt this and I found out I needed glasses when I started at RNIB. So,
really?
Yeah, I'm delighted that I went to get my eyes checked. because I shouldn't have been driving at night. It's something you don't think about.
No. And did you think your vision was okay?
Yeah, I knew I didn't. I knew I got more tired driving at night, and I just thought I was getting older. I didn't realise this because my eyes were getting more tired because I needed the glasses, and I wouldn't have been covered with insurance. So.
Now I know that you can see. You're not blind, but you have a lot to do with blind people, obviously. Aww. How do you think they cope? Is the world
to go this way?
Yeah. What's life like for a blind person?
I think it varies from different people, and that's one of the things that depends on what people can see, and it also depends on who they've got there as their support group. We know one of the hardest times is when people get diagnosed with blindness. What does that mean? What does that look like? How am I going to deal with it? Am I going to be able to see anything? So really, it's just help giving people the tools they need to be able to go around the world outside and be able to enjoy it like every sighted person out there.
And of course, because I love reading, and I take it for granted that I can read and go into this fantasy world. And obviously, being blind, you're not going to be able to read the words, but I guess books are still... audio books are just as important to them as reading is to me.
Audio books are really important, but one of the problems with audio books for blind people is, how do they know how to put it on? How do they know which page they left it at? So it's a really hard thing. So what RNIB provides is talking books, and someone comes into people's homes, shows them how to use our specially made Daisy player. They can pick it up from whatever page they need, and so they really can get that enjoyment of books, or they can get it in large print if that's what they'd rather, so they can fall asleep with it in their hands like anyone else.
Oh, that's really lovely. So if there's any, you know, to my blind followers, hi everyone, if they'd like some more information or they like some help, who should they get in touch with?
Get in touch with us at RNIB. They can go to the readforrnib.org.uk website, and that will take you, and that shows a lot of different information, and it's also got the free phone numbers, and it's accessible through JAWS.
You said, just going back to that, you said that some people, it's quite difficult when they start to go blind. Is there any sort of counselling for them?
We do have an advice line for people to be able to phone to ask if they're... You don't have to be blind or sighted. It can be because you're worried, or you're worried about someone else, or you've just been for your eyesight test and you're not sure what it means, and we're there to help you.
Do you find some people can be quite isolated being blind?
Yeah. One of the biggest things that we want to be able to stop is stop that isolation of people, because if they don't know how to leave the house or how to get the bus, and that's one of the things that we go into people's homes and help them with, so that they know how to get onto their local bus, so they're not missing their local groups, meetings, or they're able to go to the library and meet with their friends.
Because not all users want dogs either, do they?
No, not all of them do. The same way, not every individual wants to have a dog in their own home. So we need to be able to give people choice, and that's the most important thing.
Thanks so much for talking to me.
Okay, it's lovely to speak to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Nice to read it out.
So the number for the advice line is?
The number for our helpline is 0303 123 9999, and it's open Monday to Friday from 8:45 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. But you can always leave a message and we'll phone you back.
Thank you.